Blog Talk Radio.
You do, but I'm whipping my hair back and forth. But you know, it's Wednesday. You know what we do? We talk about business. And tonight's show, we're talking about basically how to help out veterans. If you're a veteran out there or if you're a business owner, we're going to be giving you information tonight to help you with your business or kickstart your business if you're starting off. We definitely want to definitely send a shout out to our sponsors. Our sponsors are Diverse Media Group LLC, along with E2K Magazine Online, and definitely shout out to Coast to Coast DJs, and you know, all of our staff and our team on Lush Radio Online. Definitely shout out to everybody out there today. Shout out to all my veterans out there that are definitely doing their thing and trying to get more information about what's going on. And call out from the block number, I see you. I'm going to bring you on in a second. We got some real good information for you guys, especially if you're entrepreneurs and you're trying to start your own business. I got the Patriot Express Key. It's a situation that can definitely help you out. I got more information from the SBA today for you guys that need help or need to find information in regards to loans. So we're going to talk tonight about a lot of information, but we got a caller from the block number. Caller from the block number, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business. What's up?
Hey, what's up, baby girl? It's your homie, Big Things from A-Man ENT, West Coast. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm feeling great today.
I see. I feel it in your voice. I feel the elegance.
You are silly. You are silly. Stay on the line with me today, because we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff today. Today I was fortunate to be involved with the Veterans Extravaganza today. They had an extravaganza where basically they had veterans and different organizations who were hiring veterans. They were giving veterans first privilege to hire on the spot. In regards to getting a job due to the fact of, resources and things out here. So they were allowing veterans to get hired on the spot. They had BB&T, credit unions, Lockheed Martin. They had the police police department, correctional services, HR. They had XM Radio. I actually got some information from XM Radio. I was trying to put in a position over there in regards to doing some HR or whatever, but, I got a contact with them. They have all their different locations. They have one, some's in New York, all over. You know, they actually house Disney Channel and Nickelodeon Radio on XM, actually. So I got some information for them if you're looking to find a situation with them. With the veterans Patriot Express situation, right? Basically, SBA it stands for the U.S. Small Business Administration. The SBA is definitely an institution that you need to get registered with, because they can basically help you out with basically a situation called SCORES. They have counselors, people that volunteer their time, that have their own businesses, that help you set your path on how to create your business, get your business started off. They basically give you counseling on how to write a business plan, how to execute that, how to make projections of what stuff is going to cost. Along with that, some of the loans or grants that you might qualify for. Now, if you are a veteran like I am, the people that can qualify for this Patriot Express key basically are veterans, service disabled veterans, active duty service members that are using transition assistance program, reservists, National Guard members, current spouses of any of the above, and widow spouses of service members who died during service or service-connected disability. Okay. The first thing you can start off with a checklist of certain things that you want to do. You can log on to http://app.sba.gov/survey/checklist/index.cgi. And it's basically a comprehensive tool to basically give you a checklist of what you can basically what you need in regards to supporting your resources of accessing them. With the Patriot Loan is offered by the SBA networks. Basically, they're participating with the lenders. All the lenders that they work with, basically, they actually give you kind of like a faster turnaround time of loan approvals, because a lot of people want loans and startup money and seed money. And basically the loans are available up to $500,000, and qualify for SBA's maximum guarantee. For loans up to about to $3,500, lenders are required to take all available collateral. Now, basically it's like this in a short term. Okay, it's basically like this. If you are a veteran, if you are disabled, VA, or still in the military, basically the SBA is basically co-signing that you're going to be able to back this loan. So they're basically co-signing you, and you have a faster chance of getting a loan once you qualify. The SBA will basically help you with basically, writing your business plan, financial options to start and grow your business, manage your business, expanding your business, selling goods to the government. You can locate an office near you. All you have to go to is www.sba.gov/localresources/index.html. And you can go over there, and if you want to find out information about scores, which I told you, you get the counseling and everything, go to www.score.org/veteran.html for more information on that. And that's some information you can check out in regards to, you know, if you're a veteran. And I'm going to be giving a lot of information out for people, even women in business that need information. I have information for you guys also. So hold on also and stay on the line. Big things. What's up with you in regards to, are you ex-military? I know anybody that's in the military per se?
Yes, I know people in the military. And you know, and you're hitting around the head, man. That's very important information to know, because I know veterans been fighting for years for benefits and stuff like that, and they've just been ignored. So it's a blessing to have this privilege, you know?
Definitely. Guys, if you actually go online on Google, they have so many different things that veterans are basically have access to. But the thing about it is you have to be your own advocate, because the the government in general is not going to give you information. You have to find the resources yourself, basically. And I kind of cut that whole middleman situation out. I try to provide the information for you here. And then on top of that, just, you know, take the time out to research some of the stuff and the information that I'm giving you today. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, or you happen to be in the area, you can check out the SBA down there. And they're located at their district office at 740 15th Street Northwest, 3rd floor, Washington, D.C., 2005. And if you would like to call them, you can call them at 202-272-0345, or you can log on to the website at www.sba.gov/DC. And you can also look at the SBA in your area also, because, you know, everybody needs help when it comes to business, you know. A lot of people want to start up their business and stuff like that. And then microloans. People have been asking me about microloans. I don't want to get a couple of G's. I just want, like, maybe $2,000 or $5,000 to start off with and everything. Basically, the thing about it, a lot of people are so scared about their credit report. Yeah, credit plays a part in it, but how many other people have gotten, you know, loans, you know, due to the fact, you know, they don't have that good of a credit? Yes, I encourage people to clear up their credit debt, yes, and consolidate it. But you don't have to go to these big fancy people and say, oh, well, you know, pay me, they want you to pay them all this money, and, you know, it's like that's a lot of money out of what you're trying to pay back. So you can basically do it yourself. Go to all the credit, first Google all of them, Experian, you know, and they got free credit report. I think it's free the first time. You input your information and you get your credit report. Find out all the fraudulent things that you owe. Contact them. Create a payment plan with them. You don't have to give them $1,000 and pay all the money in advance. All you have to do is say, okay, if you can't afford $200 every month, if you can't afford $100 every month, say, okay, I can afford to pay you $50 every 2 weeks if that's what you're getting paid, or I can afford to give you $50 every month until your debt is paid and you consolidate it. So then once you consolidate everything, then your credit score shoots up. But make sure they give you a confirmation letter stating that you have paid off your debt, because that means a lot, especially when you're going to, you know, get homes or you're trying to file to get financed for to get a building or things of that nature, or commercial vehicles and stuff like that. It's very important that you do clear up your debts. And then on top of that situation with your whole microloans, the best place to go for a microloan is a credit union. Find somebody that has a credit union or somebody that's related to you, because there's some places that you don't have to actually be related, but somebody that has one can actually open an account for you, and you just have to show up there or whatever. So Andrews Air Force Base in the metropolitan area, in the DMV area, they have a credit union. and they have that. And if you're part of the educational system, Educational Systems Federal Credit Union has one. They you can open up a credit account for anybody who they don't have to be related to you, and they have minor accounts also. Credit unions actually sponsor microloans. Those are those little loans that don't cost that much and it's easy for you to pay back. You should start off with a microloan, right? Basically, you extra $5,000. You already know you have $5,000. First, I say everybody should have some slight seed money. Start off with $5,000, right? Okay? Or even if $2,000. Make sure you have that in your savings account. Have proof of that in there, okay? And then you go to the bank, the credit union, and then you file. You say, I want to borrow $2,000. But this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to offset if I deplete the funds, if I am not able to pay you back on time, you have this $2,000 to go straight to you. Okay? But you have the $2,000. You have, well, basically you say you have $1,000 to give them, but you're asking for $2,000, right? You have $1,000. You're asking for $1,000, right? You have $1,000. You ask them for $2,000. You have $1,000 to give them as a default. If you default the account, you give them $1,000. So basically, they have that interest already automatically, right? Okay. So once you get the $2,000 from them, which you already have $1,000, you don't use that money. You just sit on it, and you pay them back all the way to the deadline. So then you have a facility that has you built a rapport with, and you basically pay them their money. That was good on your credit, right? So you go to another facility. You ask them, can you borrow $4,000? You have $2,000. You're sitting on $2,000. Okay, that's in you. That's already say that you have. You don't pay. You don't use that $4,000. Okay, you say, look, I'm gonna give you $2,000 just in case. You know. So basically, you sit on that $4,000. You pay them back. Now you have two facilities basically that you can coincide to ask for a loan if you're going for a bigger loan, and that's you start off with microloans, then you get the big loans from the bigger banks. It's an easier situation when you're trying to, especially when your credit is shot to shit. Seriously, you know, you start off with microloans and then you work your way up. You pay them and you build up credit. Another thing, a lot of people are saying, oh man, I can't get a credit card. I can't get anything. The thing about it is that in the first couple of years, your EIN number is linked to your Social Security number. After maybe the third year or so, it becomes a separate entity. And you have to definitely differentiate and separate your tax, your credit, your business credit versus your personal credit. And with your business credit, you can open up credit cards and just keep them, maybe get a small little credit line on it and start paying it back just to build your credit on your business. And if on your personal, if your personal is bad, they have prepaid cards that you can put up to like 500, and they ask you, they give you like a limit of $300. You sit on $300 if you have it already. You build it up. You give them, and you start paying them off. And more you start paying it off, they start increasing how much they give you in a credit limit. And then once that, you're building a bridge and a rapport with the bank, and therefore they're going to start giving you, $5,000 credit limit or more and more like that. But you have to start off with the prepaid one if your credit is shot. You know, so and I advise people to definitely check, pull your credit score and check it out. But if you're trying to like deal with real estate and buying property and stuff like that, it's not always good to pull credit all the time because that can affect when you're trying to get housing or get a house and stuff like that. You know, I mean, don't pull your credit score all the time, or go shopping and OD on a credit if you're in a sense of about to purchase a commercial building and things like that and everything. I have another situation that I was telling people. Chamber of Commerce. I employ everybody to try to join a Chamber of Commerce in your area. If you're in the Rockville area, Chamber of Commerce, it's the phone number there is 301-424-9300, and they're located at 255 Rockville Pike. They're actually at L10, Rockville, Maryland 20850. And they also in Prince George's County, they have the Small Business Innovative Center where they have counseling. It's located in Largo, Maryland. Their phone number is 301-583-4603. And in that area, you can actually contact them with the Chamber of Commerce. It's basically, it's an organization. You deal with other business owners in your area. And basically, you never know. You know, in this day and age, it's not about how much you know. It's about who you know at that time. And you can build with a lot of people, you know, state executives, Fortune 500 companies. And you got a lot of pull and access when you deal with the Chambers of Commerce. You can be anybody and join the Chamber of Commerce. You know, you fill out the paperwork and get in there, and those connects can definitely open leeway to a lot of things that you're trying to do with your business or what you're trying to do. So if you Google or log on and just type in Chamber of Commerce in your area, Commerce is C-O-M-M-E-R-C-E, in your area, and you can look at the local groups in your area and join it, and you'll see the benefits of being part of the Chamber of Commerce. Also, there's so many different programs that you can join out there, definitely supportive for people that are trying to start their business. Women's Business Center, this is for women in business that are basically trying to you know, find out more things that they can, you know, that can help them out in what they're trying to do. If you're in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. area, it's located at 64 New York Avenue Northeast. Zip code is 3152, room 3144, Washington, D.C., 2002. The phone number is 202-671-2183. The person to contact is Samira, S-A-M-I-R-A, at dcwbc.org, or log on to the main website at www.dcwbc.org. And if you log on to the site, you can always find if it's in your state, they'll have the different regions and stuff for the SBA in your state, no matter if even though I'm just talking, even though I'm talking about the D.C. Maryland metropolitan area, doesn't mean that they don't have it in your area. And you know, it deals with the federal government. Another thing people don't know about is registering your business as a minority or a women's-owned business. If you're a women's-owned business or you're a minority, you know that you can basically, you know, be able to become a government contractor. You can basically become a government contractor. If you contact the SBA and you register your business, you can already register your LLC, which is a limited liability corporation, and you basically go and you register as a minority. It'll give you the ability. It takes you 9 months, okay? But within that 9 months, the benefits that you get as a minority business, you can contract with any government business and go on there and sell whatever product, or either subcontract to do their marketing or video work or whatever it is, and you cut through that red tape and you're able to do whatever you want. And you know what kind of contracts? You get multi-million-dollar contracts or whatever, you know. So if you didn't know, go to SBA.gov and find out how to sign up as a minority for your business, or if you're a woman in business, how to sign up as a woman in business. You're qualified for a lot of grants and a lot of things, and make sure you sign up for the SCORE program. SCORE program has people, like I said, I'm going to reiterate, that basically help you in regards to filling out your business plan. A lot of people don't know what a business plan is or what it consists of. So I'm going to tell you what it consists of. A business plan, it's basically telling everybody or whoever you're trying to get venture capital or whatever from. It's telling them in black and white, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to do it, what we're going to do, and how much it's going to cost us to do what we're going to do. And in conclusion, introduction, give a detailed description of the business and its goals. Discuss the ownership of the business and its legal structure. List the skills and experience you bring to the business. Discuss the advantages you and your business have over competitors. Marketing. Discuss the products and services a company will offer. Identify consumer demand for your products and services. Identify your market, its size and location. Explain how your products and services will be advertised and marketed. Explain your pricing strategy. Financial management. Develop and expect the return of investment and monthly cash flow for your first year. Provide projected income statements and balance sheets of 2-year period. Discuss how your break even point. Explain your personal balance sheet and the methods of compensation. Discuss who will maintain your account records and how they will be kept. Provide what if statements addressing alternative approaches to potential problems. Operations. Explain how the business will be managed day to day. Discuss hiring and personnel procedures. Discuss insurance, lease or rent agreements, and issues to your business. Account for equipment necessary to produce your goods or services. Account for production and delivery of products and services. Conclusion statement. Summarize your business goals and objectives and express your comments to the success for your business. Once you have completed your business plan, review it with an associate or take it to the SBA down to scores, to the district office, and basically, you know, a specialist will definitely give you your feedback on it. And it's definitely something that's beneficial for you to have your business plan and have everything, you know, together because, you know, if you don't have a business plan, you can start your business, yes, but when you're looking for somebody to give you venture capital, give you that seed money, they only read black and white. So you can talk them to death, but they're not going to believe all that, especially when you're dealing with that other side of the color, you know. How you feel about that one over there, Big Things?
Yes, hey, man, I'm just soaking all this game that you're giving, man. This is, hey, you said some stuff I didn't even know that even existed. So I agree with you totally, man. You have to come with it, especially when you have private investors and stuff like that. And like you said about the corporation and LLC, that's very important. That's going to be the first thing that's going to get people attention because you got your stuff on deck. And you mentioned about a business line of credit. People understand that when you do apply for a corporation and LLC, you can request a business line of credit. And that's separate from your personal, but they'll use a little bit of it, I think, of your personal to well, let me ask you this question then, since you're on the subject. When you apply for a business line of credit, do they even look at your personal line of credit, see how, you know, to see what your credit score is, or do they just only go by?
Well, they actually want you to kind of wait. You can apply for it, but they actually kind of want you to wait. If you don't have capital that's showing right now in your bank accounts, right? They actually want you to wait until you actually show some type of revenue. But if you do, you can do your credit line, but they kind of wanted you to wait a couple, like, say after your third, because they don't expect you to make anything after your first 3 years of your business. But, you know, after that, you can, you know, apply for that. But the first couple of years, they go off of your credit. They go off of your credit score and stuff. After that, after the business has kind of been substantial and been on its own for a while, then you can go ahead and apply for those cards. But I would not advise anyone to just start spending. If you're going to get it, make sure you have some kind of capital or some backup money and start paying the cards. It's just to build up that credit. So when you need that big lump sum of money, you know, you're able to have that line of credit for it. And there's others, and the SBA also can help you with that also in regards to setting up the line of credit. And like I said, if you're a veteran, if you do that situation I was stating in regards to the key situation, the benefits for the veterans, they kind of co-sign and say that you're actually going to take care of that loan. So it's so many different things you can do. But make sure that you log on to SBA.gov. And you can get a lot of information from there
and sign up for Scores. They have Scores in your area, too, also in L.A., at SBA over there in your area also. Hello? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. Yes, they do have it.
Yeah. And I would definitely, if you're able to connect with if you're able to connect with a credit union, that I would go with them first with opening a line of credit, start off small, and then go to the bigger banks once you build a relationship with them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, definitely. Also, I got some more information for you guys, especially for my vets out there. Guys, this is a situation that a lot of people deal with. Okay, tax season, going into December, your books should be closed in December. If you haven't been, filing your reports, because I don't know how some people do quarterly, annually, and they report their sales of what they do. If you're zero, if you're not making anything, you need to report zero, okay? You have to definitely report zero on there, because if they're not, they're going to make an assumption that you're making something and you're withholding something from them. And you don't want to be like some people and basically be owing, the IRS. You definitely don't want the IRS on your back. So, people, if you're doing your own books, make sure your books are accurate. Make sure your books are accurate. On top of that, with your books being accurate, make sure that, if you're not doing them yourself, make sure you have access to them so you can refer them, because, the IRS will ask you for your books. The IRS, if they have some kind of discrepancy, they're going to ask for them. Make sure your books are together, because we're going into December. Make sure that your books are together. Two, the other thing that you need to do is make sure you pay your taxes. Pay your taxes on your business, and make sure to separate your personal taxes, right, from, also separate your personal tax from your business taxes, okay? Separate them and do those differently. Make sure you save all your receipts that you had for this past year and you have them in a folder so you can give them to your tax agent to make sure that they, or your CPA, to take care of, your paperwork and stuff like that. Now, limited liability corporation, people always ask me what that is. It's kind of new. It's been around for a while, but it's slightly new because a lot of people are doing INCs and stuff. It's basically a combination of a partnership/sole proprietor situation, right? And basically, it's this partnership characteristics which you still maintain status of a legal entity or entity from its owners, and it separates entities which acquires assets and also they're able to conduct business. It limits the owners of the partnerships. It's similar to LLC, but it's also a professional organization. So it's kind of a combination of sole proprietorship and partnership situation, which is a combination for LLC. EIN number, you're asking me, a lot of people ask me what an EIN number. Once you do all of your business, you go and register your LLC at wherever your government facility is that you do it at, okay, you go and you register. They're going to go over there and send you to the comptroller. The comptroller is the person that deals with the money. They're going to issue you an EIN number. The EIN number is like your Social Security. Your EIN number is like the Social Security number for your business. That's what you use to go and open up your business accounts, whether it's for Staples, whether it's for Sprint. Say you want your own business number for your cell phone or whatever. You would submit them your EIN number along with your business account number and all that stuff, and it would set you up. Sometimes you get better rates if you go in it with your business account. Also, once you do register your business, you can either use PNC Bank. They charge you $100 to open up your bank account, but I think their interest rates are kind of better You also have SunTrust, if they're in your area, for banking, for small businesses. And if you have a credit union, you can use them also. A credit union has better rates also, if you can. If you're able to, you know, make sure that you do apply for that also. And I got some more things to give you guys out there. If you are actually owning your own company and you want to open up a store, make sure that you have your barcoding, because if you're selling goods or buying goods, you are required to basically have barcoding for your business. So like I said, log on to SBA.gov. They'll give you more information about that. Also, with your building, make sure that you're following building codes and you have the certain permits and everything that you need for that also. And also trademark information. If you need the trademark hotline, a lot of people would want to know what's the difference between patenting and trademark. Okay, patenting your stuff, right? Say you have an idea, a concept, right? You have to make sure that you register that as a patent so nobody can take your idea. Along with that, once I told you before that you need to have your confidentiality agreement, whoever you discuss your patent or your invention to, they are basically signed in that contract, basically not to reveal your information or idea to anybody else or anybody that's kind of close to what you're doing. So make sure that you have a DVA at all times. No matter what you're doing, if you're going in cahoots with somebody to do a business, make sure that you have that together, because, you know, this game is very grimy, and if you don't have your P's and Q's together, you can definitely get that short end of the stick. And this is Lush Radio. Let's talk about business. Let me give you information on the Patent and Trademark Office that's located in Virginia. And if you want more information about them, I can give you the P.O. Box number. Their P.O. Box number is P.O. Box 1450, Alexandria, Virginia, 22312. And that's for Patent and Trademark Office. Their website is www.uspto.gov. For anybody that wants to check out the patent or trademark if you have an invention. Trademark information hotline is 703-308-900. Okay? Federal registered trademarks may conflict with supersede state regulation, business, and product names. So just be careful and aware of that. A patent is the grant for the property right to the inventor by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It provides the owner, which is the right to exclude others from making, using, offering the sale or selling of the patent of the item in the United States. So that's why it's important for you to go and patent whatever you're doing. So basically anybody that wants to do what you're doing and they basically try to steal your idea, you have your stuff patented. So by law you can take them to court and you can sue them. And that means basically they're blocked from selling or making anything a duplicate of something that's yours. Copywriting. Especially for my artists out there, and a lot of us with documents and things like that or any type of works of any sort, you know, we need to copyright that stuff. So copyright protects original works of authorship, including literary, dramatic, musicals, artistic, or certain other intellectual works. Copyright does not protect facts, ideas, systems, although may protect the ways that these things are expressed. Now, for general information or more information, if you need to know where the Library of Congress is, the U.S. Library of Congress is located in Washington, D.C., at James Madison Memorial Building, Washington, D.C., 20559. If you would like the phone number of them, their phone number is 202-707-9100. Okay? For information line, it's 202-707-3000. The other number I gave you was for the order line if you have an order pending. You can log on to their website at www.copyright.gov. So I'm giving y'all a lot of information tonight, you know what I'm saying? I know I gave y'all a big earful of stuff, you know, but, you know, if I don't give it to you, who else is going to give it to you? I'd rather you not struggle, and I'd rather you give you the information so you can better yourself and definitely get yourself where you need to be. you know, as a business, as an entity. And also, there's this thing, I have to definitely give you guys more information about it. It's called the 8. I have to find the information on it, but I got it for you guys, so give me a second. This loan right here, this information, it's they have the 7A program. You know, it's a loan lender program. That's the 7 program, but they also have an 8 program. And I'm going to find that information especially for you guys tonight. So you can, when you guys leave tonight, you're going to have like a trunk full of work and stuff. For you guys, definitely. So I want to find that information. I'm definitely going to give you guys tonight. Is there any other questions that you have, Big Things, in regards to what I just stated?
Oh no, I don't. Hey, I'm just listening, man. It's music to my ears. So, hey, thanks for the education 101.
Anybody that wants to check out, you know, check out the Chamber of Commerce, log on to www.uschamber.com. Check out the Chamber of Commerce. And if you want to check out the National Black Chambers of Commerce, it's www.nationalbcc.org. There's more information in regards to HUD homes or urban development, and, you know, information on grants for HUD homes and stuff like that. Anywhere around your area for small businesses, and these are a lot of the HUD homes or foreclosed homes and stuff like that. That basically, you know, that are for a cheaper rate. You can log on to www.hud.gov and look for you know, areas in which you can definitely you know, find out more information. And also for Americans that are disabled and they're trying to start a business or deal with something like that, or veterans, you can log on to www.disabilityinfo.gov and definitely log on to them and check them out. They have a lot of information for you guys in regards to getting information for, you know, being disabled or having a disability. There's so many things that veterans don't know that they offer. Also, with the post 9/11, if you got out recently or something like that, if you got out recently or maybe not even recently, but you got out with maybe like after like 2001, like after the Iraq war, you basically qualify to get the post 9/11 GI Bill. Even if you already had the Montgomery GI Bill before already, they transition that money, and what they basically do is that they pay you E5, they pay you an E5 rate, even if you weren't an E5. They pay you that. Along with that, they also give you the top maximum of whatever your tuition is. In any school you go to, they'll pay for that, and they'll give you that cost of living of an E5, and they'll pay you that with the post 9/11 GI Bill. So basically, say you're not working right now, but that, at least that cost of living is going to at least help you sustain while you're going to school, and they're paying the max. Like, that's like a great thing for you guys if you're in the military. Along with that, they also have voc rehab. Voc rehab is another situation that if you apply for it, you can go to VA.gov, which is veterans benefits, and you can basically log on to there, and they'll basically give you information on how to start your own business. Or if you want to go to school, they'll pay for you until you finish your school. Along with that, they'll also give you information on transitioning. If you say you're a paralyzed from waist down, they also help you with, you know, housing. Say your house is difficult for you to get around if you're in a wheelchair. They'll give you a lump sum of money to help you redesign your house so you can coexist in there. With your disability and things like that. Along with that, they also have situations where they can basically take your job skills from what you did in the military, transition you, help you with your resume, and get you job placement
with a nice company, so you can get your 401k and all that jazz and stuff like that. So Voc Rehab is another situation that you guys can check out if you're just recently separated from the military, or you know, you're about to ETS out and you have a disability and stuff like that. You know, these are some of the options you can definitely check out. So you don't have to suffer and you don't have to, you know, feel like all hope is gone, because along with that, you know, and that doesn't interfere with, say you lost your regular job, that doesn't interfere with your unemployment also, you know. And for those people that are fighting to get their disability rate, sometimes it takes a while. I just got approved for mine this year. I just got approved for mine this year, my disability rate. I also have to, I think some of you guys needed the information on how much the ratings are and how much, you know, how much the ratings are and how much do they go up to. I have to get that information for you guys also, because you guys asked me about that. But I'm going to have to get that for you guys next week. Next week I'll get you the information in regards to how much your rating is in regards to being in the military service, and if you get 10%, how much is that a month? If you get 70%, I can say an average is like 70% is like 1,000 something you get tax free per month if you get that. If you get like 90 to 100%, you're getting almost like $2,000 to $3,000 per month. If you're getting 10%, you're getting 100 and something a month. And like 50%, you're getting like 7 something or whatever a month in regards to disability. There's so many organizations. There's American Legion, not just the post, but the actual regional office that are advocates for military disabled veterans that will help you and help you appeal your case if you're not getting what you think you deserve. Also, they have Disabled Veterans of America. You can log on to their sites on there. They can definitely help you out with some situations also as being advocates and of appeals. To start up your packet, go to your local regional office, look for the VA in your area to start your case. You fill out the information. Yeah, it's going to be a long packet, and yes, you do need supporting details to support your case. And if you have been seeing civilian doctors outside of the time that you were there, make sure you have the supporting documents, because all of this stuff is paperwork at the end of the day, and you have to be your own advocate, because the military will not tell you what they need to tell you. You have to go out there and find out and research. And I'm going to give you the information here. Whatever can help you today, I want you to take with you today to definitely help you. Also, Easter Seal also provides another situation, which is a program that helps you find you a stable position at a job. And it doesn't conflict with your Voc Rehab, and it doesn't conflict with your post GI bill. It'll give you a job, and you can still get your other benefits. This is another non-for-profit organization that definitely is dedicated to helping soldiers. You can contact the program coordinator, who is Jessica McNerlin, and her phone number is 301-920-9722, and her email is jmcnurlen@escal.org. And you can definitely contact her, and she'll definitely give you information on how they can definitely help you. And it's Veterans and Veterans Program. They'll definitely help you out with a lot of situations. And if you're in the state of Maryland and you wanted to basically find out information about Department of Labor licensing or regulations in regards to your business, you can contact Jay Weaver. He's a retired lieutenant colonel from the U.S. Air Force, state director, and you can contact him at his email at jweaver@dllr.state.maryland.us. Contact number for him is 202-294-0057 or 410-764-0057.
767-2998.
I'm just giving y'all just straight info tonight, man. I'm just going in because people need this info. Who else is going to give it to you? Not anybody else. You know how long I've been trying to find people to give me information and stuff? And for some reason, us as African-American people, sometimes we don't like to share information with each other. Why is that? You don't want nobody to come up? What's the problem with that, Big Things? Why do you think people don't like sharing information with each other?
Man, oh, my God. Hey, well, I'm trying to see where should I start. I mean, well, you know, you just said it a while ago. I mean, they don't want to see each other come up. You know, you have other races and other nationalities around the country help each other. I think what it is a power struggle thing. You know what I'm saying? They feel that you have more or be successful more than they will. They're afraid of competition. But my whole thing, and that's funny because me and Lady Freeman was talking about that today. And I said, man, you know, when you got major players that sees the bigger picture, that's committed to actually, you know what I'm saying, network and politic and stick together no matter what, then you will form a core of real people that can delegate certain things and things will be done right. And that way everybody got money, everybody living the life that they should have been living. But I think because of just greed. It's great, and those type of people not used to having anything, you know. That's
definitely.
You know, yeah, that's
I think
my,
it's
you know,
a lot. Just, a lot of it is a lot of nonsense. It's a lot of nonsense. Like I don't understand why we hate on each other so much that we don't want to share information with each other that might be able to help somebody else that might can help you along the way, which is
man,
sad.
Oh my God, would you close mouth don't get fed? Like my mom always said before, you know what I'm saying. And another thing too. Just piggyback on what you just said, is, you know, you said earlier in the conversation and stuff for us, you know, saying that, you know, it's not about what you know, it's who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And who you know keep you in the door. And so that's my philosophy. And my whole thing is this, though. I don't mind giving no information because guess what? I'm going to get my blessings. And no, I'm not going to charge for a consultant. For what? I mean, if you want me to work your project, that's a whole other matter. But if it's just, you know, me just talk, you know, telling you 5 or 10 minutes or whatever, man, this is what you need to do. This is why. And if you don't, you'll end up like this in the next 5 years. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's what I'm trying to make, that if somebody had been there, like you said, a whole lot of good stuff, man. I mean, I was amazed, though. I mean, I was, oh, my God, man. This, you know, just brilliant information that you just basically installing all of us. Now, hey, you got me so motivated and so pumped to where, hey, you know, you got to go out there and research. And one thing you said, too, that stuck with me, black folks don't do research. Because you know why? White people don't think we read. White people don't think we read. So we don't read. We don't know knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not, you know, I'm not calling a race car. I'm just calling it what it is. We don't read. You know what I'm saying? It's
true.
Just power. So,
well, we try our best to find somebody else that already knows it that can verbatim tell us and stuff. The reason why I do this on Wednesdays is basically for those people, you know, I still employ everybody to go out and read. The World Wide Web is free, you know. But my thing is, like, I don't want people to suffer. I don't want you guys to suffer. I don't want you guys to go through it, you know, because I had to go through it, but I'm kind of cutting that middleman out. Instead of you having to worry about it, and, you know, I could charge for giving out this information, but why would I charge my fellow man when I want him to be, you know, I want him to be somewhere. I want him to do something because if he becomes successful, then I am successful at the end of the day because that's one other person that is in a position that might I can call on and say, hey, You know this person. You know we can go to that higher level together. You know.
Exactly.
You know it's sad that we hate each other so much sometimes that we're less liable to try to help each other out instead of just, you know, letting each other just sink. Sad.
Man.
You know.
I mean,
but,
you know, and what I'm doing right now is that I've been assembling my team for the last 4 years. And my goal is to have, you know, the Supreme Team. and everybody is branding themselves. So why can't we just brand our affiliations together and cross-promote and cross-network and, you know, and everybody eat? You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's about taking care of our offspring, you know, our kids, and making sure they have a quality college education and make sure they experience life. That's what it's all about. So, you know,
definitely.
I don't live for me. I live for my son. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I'm like, as a father, you know, I feel like I did justice, because it's like, you know what? If they don't follow, you still got to lead. If people don't want to follow you, whatever, hey, you still got to be that shining light. So, you know, that's how I look at it, man. But it's a shame. It's a shame. But like I said, you know, you have to just pray, stay positive, and move forward with it. You know what I'm saying? And make the most comfortable decision for starting your own movement and your own business and stuff. Because, the information that you mentioned today, oh, my God. I mean, this is so amazing, because people need stuff like this. And this is free. This is free information. And you got people that would charge people for this, but you're giving it to them like, hey, here it is. So what you going to do with it now? You know? So I definitely salute you.
Yeah, it's so much information that was given me today. I was lucky that I was able to attend the seminars today, and I just want to reiterate what was told to me. And a lot of people are worrying about credit consolidation. They don't know what how charge-offs affects your credit collections, bankruptcy, foreclosures, student loan settlements, and all this different stuff affects you on trying to, you know, further your career or whatever you're trying to do. If you're interested in trying to learn the credit information and education about consolidating your credit, if you want to contact somebody, you can definitely contact a gentleman by the name of Carl Merriweather at 301-318-6745. You can log on to the website at www.vrtmg.com/C Merriweather, with an I, not a Y, Merriweather. And definitely contact him for more information in regards to that. If you want to talk to one of the U.S. Small Business Administration lead business development specialists, her name is Loretta Taylor. Her phone number is 202-272-0368. Don't forget, you can email her at Loretta, Loretta dot Taylor, Taylor, at SBA.gov. And, you know, you can hit her up on an email. She'll definitely hook you up with some information. I talked to her today, and I also talked to another young gentleman that was part of SBA. He's also he deals with public information. He's a public information officer. You can contact him at 202-272-0365. His name is Randall, and last name is kind of hard for me to say, but I think it's Luttenberg, yes, Randall Luttenberg, and it's Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L dot Luttenberg, L-U-T-T-E-N-B-E-R-G at SBA.gov. And he said he'll hook you up. You contact him, and he'll definitely give you information to put you on the right track where you need to go with the SBA. And I have a lot of homeless veterans out there, a lot of homeless veterans. And what I found out, you know, researching about the stuff that's going on with the homeless vets, and, I don't have that much time left on the show to give out all this information. So I guess I'm going to have to say this for next week. I still have more information to get to you guys for next week. But I hope you guys take this information that I gave you tonight and take it home with you guys. Research it. The World Wide Web is open. Veterans, don't stop your fight. Keep fighting. I'm definitely an advocate for veterans because I am one. And just keep doing what you have to do. Small business owners, don't give up on your business, whether you're in the music industry or whatever entity you're trying to do. Don't give up. They can kill the man, but they can't kill the idea. And continue pushing it on and continue your legacy. Don't stop for anybody. And, you know, anybody can make a fortune. Take Bill Gates. Take Puff Daddy. Take, you know, all these, you know, Lockheed Martin. It started from something little. And look at it now, you know. You have franchises like McDonald's that started from one restaurant. Look at it now. It's changed all over the world, you know.
So don't stop whatever it is. And don't think that you got people that took $5 and made it into $5 million. Come on. Anybody can do it. So take the information I gave to you and use it. If you don't, if that is not useful for you, pass it on to somebody else, definitely. Big things, you got any final words for the people?
Oh, no, man. You know, just want to, you know, shout out to Lush Online Radio. Hey, the best online blog radio, period. Hands down. I co-sign.
That's what I appreciate you. Make sure to log on to www.lushradioonline.com and find out more information about basically small businesses. I'll be emailing some stuff out and information for you guys out there if you need info. And I love you guys today. And if nobody told you they love you, I love you. And I really love Willow Smith and her whipping her hair, because she's really whipping her hair. And some news that's going on. In the near January 2011, we're going to be expecting a lot of Republicans sitting in office. Some people didn't vote as much this year. So we're going to have a lot of Republicans, and they're really trying to, like, override what Obama says. But they've been doing it anyway. So, I mean, it really doesn't make a difference if they have Republicans or Democrats in there. They're always trying to find a way to sabotage, so it really doesn't matter. Mariah Carey is allegedly pregnant. It was confirmed she is pregnant to Nick Cannon, her husband, cradle robber. But anyway, on top of that, we also have heard that Nicki Minaj has dissed Little Kim again in another song. Sierra and Carrie Hilston have squashed the beef. And Willow Smith is definitely taking the world by storm. You can check out her video on logging on to www.lushradioonline.com with my hair. It's definitely funky. It's definitely hot. Definitely appealing to the kids. And there's a cameo with her brother on there, Jaden Smith. So check it out. I feel like whipping my hair right now. But I'm out. Lush Radio Online, man, your number one spot to get all the information that you need to get you where you need to be. Mwah. Stay tuned. Stay locked. Out with my hair. Don't let